This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things that make you say the thing in the title. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Patrick Monahan.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That
comedy.
Two of us.
Right off the bat.
I'm not. That was a jibe.
A jibe?
Yeah, is that that's a word for joke, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Thanks,
I'm learning
Patty.
New
thanks,
things
me.
Tonight.
I think a jibe is more like an insult, though. Like, you'd make a jibe about somebody's weight or something. It's kind of more like a little zinger as opposed to
a
like
jab, with a different vowel.
Yeah,
I read a thing recently that that's awesome. That it's like straight out of like D&D or something, but like ancient Scots, like old Scottish people, they believed that there were bards with the power to insult someone so severely that that person would die, just straight up roast you into the afterlife, just
to wonderful.
Get owned. Yeah. And just be like, "Excuse me, your breath, it smells of shit." And then someone's like, "Ooh," and dies.
Wow. Cool.
Just all the insults were about how they're cheap because they're all Scottish people.
Is that a Scottish people thing?
That's apparently a famous...
Wait,
take it
Scottish
from known Irishman, Patrick Monahan. Scottish people are cheap.
That's a thing. No, I'm just saying it's out there, you know? It's a stereotype that's out
that
there.
You're putting out there.
Are you trying to start a new stereotype?
It's been
on
out
our
there.
Podcast? Let's start new stereotypes. What is the Scottish stereotype? I mean, Irish, obviously, it's the...
It's that they're cheap.
It's not. Why is it that they're cheap?
I think it's that they're... Like it's the kilts. same as Irish stereotypes of drunkenness, but with kilts and haggis.
Yeah, haggis is a big thing.
Yeah,
I have a can
and
of
Scotch
haggis
eggs.
In my apartment.
The stereotype is just that they eat haggis, which is just like a statement about them.
Haggis doesn't seem that bad. I don't know. Like I saw it in when you describe it, you're like ew. But I watched it on like a show, and I was like, it just seems sort of like sausage. Really. Like,
what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten, both of you?
I think. Like the weirdest, like it's the weirdest thing or like the strangest taste.
Like the, give me both. If you have answers for both.
I don't know. I had sea urchin for the first time, like fairly recently. And that was weird on both sides of that spectrum. Just because I wanted to see what it's like. And it was like my parents were in town, so I didn't have to pay for it because I'm never going to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
So we were at, actually like that place, like Maison Premier. It's like nice.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it's like a sea urchin, you scoop it. It's weird. It tastes
Did it come with like a little spoon for you to scoop it out?
Yeah,
was it the orange stuff?
It comes, like it comes in a shell.
Yeah.
And the shell's cracked open on the top. I don't think it was raw. I think it was cooked a little bit.
I think that's its jizz. I think you ate its jizz.
Nah, man.
Yeah, it's like it's a milt sack, which is
word sack?
It's fish jizz. Milt, oh, M-I-L-T.
Roe. Are you talking about roe?
Roe is eggs. Milt is fish cum.
Whatever, man. Then, you know,
I think you ate grilled fish cum.
All right,
sure.
I got a fucking, you know, facial from a sea urchin, and it tasted okay. That's my review of it. It just tastes weird. It doesn't like. It was one of the few things where I've eaten it and been like, this doesn't taste like anything I've ever eaten.
Hmm.
But it was like, I also don't want it again.
I'm
like, nope, I did that, and that part of my life is over. So cool.
Do you have a good answer, Patty? No,
I don't really have. I've been thinking about it. I don't know if I have a good.
Are you picky?
Answer. I'm not picky.
I feel like you've eaten chicken fingers like multiple times in my presence.
That could be.
Chicken fingers are reliable.
Just because I like
they're
chicken
good.
Fingers.
I mean,
because
they're
I
good.
Like, just because I like tendies doesn't mean that I'm not. I don't eat other stuff.
That's true.
I
that's mean, true.
I just.
I didn't mean to presume.
I don't do like stunt eating. Like I don't. You know. I don't like get something weird just to get something weird. I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had like. No, it's all like meat that like it's not that weird.
You're realizing you've only ever had chicken tenders, right? Yeah. Oh yeah. No,
it's literally the only thing I've ever eaten. No, I wish I had a better answer. I really don't know if I do. I probably
it's cool. I don't really have a good answer.
Some, I'm gonna think of something in like half an hour and just yell it in the middle of the thing. That's fine.
I hope it's also fish cum.
Elk. No, that's not even that weird. See,
Oh, I had I went with like one other time my parents were in town. We went to like a very fancy restaurant. And we've been planning on it. We have like friends in the city. My godparents like live here and they're big food people. So we went to this super fancy restaurant and I had gone out super late the night before. So I was extremely hungover and then went to this restaurant that was like very good, but the worst food to eat when you were hungover.
Yeah, you just want tendies,
like,
man.
They, one of the things that they had was, this is one of the weirder things, it was rabbit terrine.
Yeah.
You know, so it's,
I think,
like,
you've told this story on the podcast before.
Have I really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I only have fucking 8 stories, so the longevity of this.
I just remember, because I remember, like, viscerally experiencing the idea of
cold,
like, while hungover, and it was
striking. Gelatin and rabbit meat while I'm hungover, and I'd be like, whoa, this is fantastic.
Speaking of being drunk, can I tell you guys a traumatic thing that happened to me while I was drunk this week? I was going to say weekend, but you know what? It was a Wednesday.
Every day is the weekend when you don't care.
Wow. I want that on a tin sign.
Yeah.
Can we make t-shirts that say that? Every day's the weekend when you don't care.
I got t-shirts made. I have one, like, 2 other people have one. A thing I posted on Instagram, and it's like a shirt, and I have a mug at work that says it. It's like, if you talk to me before I've had my coffee, I will fucking kill myself with a genuine Japanese katana. And it has, like, a big coffee and a big katana on it. It's a pretty good merch.
I have a mug that someone made me that says, hey, stop breaking my balls in Italian, and it has a hammer and some eggs on
it.
Oh,
like testicles.
It's really good.
Testies.
But anyway, I was drunk on Wednesday. I did a show, and I was walking across the street, and I was hit and run assaulted by an adult man on a Razor scooter. At 11 p.m. at night on a Wednesday in Bushwick.
They don't have great brakes. just that one, you just step on the back wheel, basically.
This full knocked me on my face.
Was it like a standard Razor scooter, or was it an off-road?
This is
they have the ones with the big wheels.
They're not very
an
rugged.
An all-terrain Razor scooter?
Yeah, well, it's not all-terrain. It's because the regular Razor scooters are no-terrain, because if you hit a fucking pebble,
carpeted dorm hallway terrain.
Yeah.
That's their natural habitat.
Like, what if rollerblades were less hardy? What if it just, like, could handle less?
All the inconveniences of a skateboard with none of the cool factor.
Yeah, because they're so convenient because you can fold them up. And then they're like a little less large.
Then they're an item you have to carry with you.
Yeah, and you still, like, it's not actually convenient. It's just like
So were you on a, like, wearing? You said wearing Williamsburg
Star
exactly.
And like, what were you wearing? Are you sure you weren't trying to get hit by a Razor scooter?
Let's set the scene.
Look, it was your decision to go out into the road. What did you think would happen?
Look, well, I was wearing a clown wig.
Was it in the road? Was it in the road or the sidewalk?
It was in the road. It was.
Dude, that's such a confident. I'm sorry to interrupt you. That's such a confident Razor scooter. Well, like, sidewalk's too slow for me.
I don't think it was like, I was drunk, as I said, and I was knocked over, like, out of nowhere, knocked over, and then the guy just kept going, so I didn't get a good look at, like, what he was on. He literally, that's what I mean.
Did
I got hit
even
and run.
Stop?
He sort of slowed down for a minute and, like, yelled at me and then kept going.
But he just trucked through you on a Razor scooter?
He just trucked through me. And this is the thing. It wasn't, like, a Razor scooter, I don't think. Because that, like, that sounds impossible. But, like, in my mind's eye, it's a Razor scooter. It was definitely a scooter, a non-motorized scooter of some kind.
Man, it's got to be an off-road if he didn't go down.
He was fine. Sure.
What was he wearing? Paint every detail of this.
Unfortunately, I don't have a lot of visual data of it because I was knocked over and then.
We got to find this guy.
Yeah. Well, there were witnesses because I remember because I got up and, like, I'm not, you know, what? How do you respond with anything but confusion? And I just kind of was like, what?
Hey!
What? Like, I'm
watch
not.
Watch where you're scooting.
I'm not mad. I'm not, like, pissed off. I'm just, like, dazed. I'm like, what on earth has happened to me? And then so there were, like, a couple people on the inner at, like, the corner or whatever, and this one, like, old Puerto Rican guy was like, you should have kicked his ass. And I felt so cool.
I don't know. I bet the kind of guy who books it around on a Razor scooter is probably pretty tough.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing screams regaining dignity like chasing someone on a Razor scooter.
The only thing less dignified than chasing someone on a Razor scooter is being hit by a Razor scooter in front of an audience.
And I don't want to you know, speak ill of this or make fun of you.
No, it's
but
very
I
funny.
I am imagining that when you got hit, you did the perfect, like, on one leg, 1 360, and then fell over. And then rings went everywhere.
In my mind, it's like a like I got clotheslined or something. Like that's I'm just like my legs went up and my head went down, and then I'm sure it wasn't that dramatic at all.
Well, he had to get to that board meeting, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. Anyway,
move over, sister. No time, New York City.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it happened to you, but also if there was video, I would edit Sonic the Hedgehog music over it and
put rings
3 seconds flat. Yeah,
I should see if there's CCTV footage. I did get injured. I have a cut on my hand. See
Whoa!
That?
Oh
yeah.
Wow, this is a little less.
You got
funny
cut
now.
By the razor.
This is my only injury. I was fine.
Still, that's not.
But I got sliced by the razor,
so
man.
So it'd still be okay if we got the video to edit Randy Orton into it, giving you an RKO. Yeah.
Well, it would have to be Razor Ramon. That's a wrestler's name. See,
you fell onto your face, though, right? So it does work as an RKO.
In my mind, it looks exactly like an RKO. Like that's like exactly what I'm thinking happened.
Damn it.
I know it didn't, but that's what I'm imagining.
It's like I sold that really well. Okay, I was an A+ sell job.
Eli's mad.
Huh? I'm sorry.
He blacked out.
He said was miles away.
He said a one wrestler name.
You can't even take 15 out. Seconds of wrestling talk. That's
yeah, very
very low tolerance.
Yeah, extreme. It's fine. I've seen the RKO gifs and videos. They're fun. I like the John Cena meme. I think that's fun.
Which one?
The one that's like just it's like anybody's name and they're like it's and it goes John Cena. Bah, 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 bah. The best thing is like John Cena's theme that he uses. There's a thing, and you know, right at the, it's the same as they use it in Annie Up, and right before it starts, somebody yells Amadou. It's like Amadou,
yes.
And it's like burr, burr, burr. And Amadou is like the name. It's Amadou Diallo, is it? There was like it's the name of someone that was killed by like a black man that was killed by police years ago. It was a
and
big
they
scandal.
Accidentally put it in their sound alike.
No, it's like the person who made the song used it, but now like. John Cena's theme song
has a shout out
to a victim of police brutality.
Which, if we know anything about the general sort of political situation at WWE, they're fine with that. That's just sort of part of the.
Are we listening for it? Yeah. And then John Cena comes out in his jean shorts.
And has a tiny towel that says never give up on it for some reason.
What is all of this shit like, never give up, just but it's like.
It's for kids.
Yeah, it's for kids. It's he dresses like a kid.
Well, he looks like a toy. He looks like a
Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a human Ninja Turtle.
Well, the best thing about whatever.
He seems nice, though.
He does
funny.
Seem nice.
It's annoying.
He's going to be the Democratic nominee when The Rock is the Republican nominee. That's the world we're heading towards.
I don't get, like, do you...
No more democracy. It's all just settled at WrestleMania.
Just make it wrestling. Who cares?
His, like, brand of buff, like, that brand of buff, dude, seems, like, awful. It, like if my body was shaped like that, I know I'm not in good shape, but, like, that seems, like, inconvenient and, like, I would hate it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, like, it would be, like, being big, but, like, big and, like... I just feel like I'm like big and soft. I feel like being big and hard would be like shitty.
Like trying to go
like
to
you'd
sleep.
Be in the way everywhere.
Yeah, trying to go to sleep with John Cena's shoulders seems like so hard. Like so awful. And you're just like, I feel like you'd never be comfortable because you're so like
you're so hard. You're just like
he's,
a big pebble.
I don't know. He's weird. Yeah. He's like something. He's like something more than a man. They do a thing when he
sleeps
gets hurt.
On a big pillow like a dog.
Like when like he got hurt like maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, and like they oversold the amount of time he'd be out.
Yeah.
So that he could come back as a surprise. At the Royal Rumble as the last guy. And it's like, my God, he had a torn shoulder and he was only out for 3 months. It's like, yeah, he's a freak. Like, he should not be healing that fast. He's like Wolverine. But also, you guys lied a little bit to make it a little more dramatic.
Yeah.
Which
I
appreciate.
I choose to believe he's just Wolverine.
Yeah.
I choose to believe it's not that
he's like a little bit like Wolverine.
Like,
he's not like
he
Wolverine.
Does, it does seem like you can't. How do you relax if you have that much muscle on you?
Yeah.
What is your relaxed
I would
posture?
Feel guilty every time I got in an elevator. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. if a genie came out of a fucking lamp or whatever, that's how I start every hypothetical.
Yeah.
And it was like, you can have John Cena's body today. Would you do it? You too, Kat. same head, same John Cena's body.
I did. Well, then I could get this amazing tattoo idea I thought of today, which is just a full shoulder blades tattoo that just says steroids in Old English. I could finally get that if I had John Cena's body.
This is good.
He actually looks slimmer than I remember.
This is a big moment for the world. Hit play on this just so we can remember this wonderful moment.
here every night with hustle, loyalty, respect on my sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
That is a credo I have adopted from the men and women who defend the freedom.
Yeah, he's also
those shorts are awful.
He's basically he's basically like a troop, but not really.
Yeah, he just played a troop in a movie, therefore he's a troop.
And compromise to a permanent end, Osama bin Laden.
Dude.
So the two of the first news sources to break bin Laden were this, but first was the fucking Rock, which is before it even broke, posted a thing on Twitter that was like, just got some news that makes me damn proud to be an American, and then deleted it because like, dude, but who's telling the Rock this
stuff?
Yeah,
he signed an NDA about the dude. Like that should be John Cena's nickname, just the one man troop.
Can you imagine though? Imagine being in a WWE audience and being told that
Cena, we're talking now.
I would have gone insane. I would have been like...
You'd probably start chanting USA at that point.
Yeah, I absolutely would.
Like, without knowing any more details, like, do we just, like, blow up Kabul? Like, we don't even know. It's like, it don't matter, it doesn't matter. We got him.
Well, you guys, you've heard my Osama bin... so much trumpet. You've heard my, like, Osama bin Laden story 100 times because you're on stage, but I feel like I should share it here. You probably... Which is, like, the way I found out was I was in Detroit. I was, like, driving back from Detroit because I did an open mic in Detroit. And I was listening to one of those hip-hop stations that does a live broadcast, like, from a club somewhere. And that was what happened. So there was, like, a song playing, and the DJ just backspun. He's like, and then jumped on the mic and was like, I just got the news, yo. Osama bin Laden is dead. And just dropped another song. He did the dead. He did that.
Wow.
That was great.
That's beautiful. I found out at a comedy show.
Yeah.
I think we told the audience, and they were like, I don't even think that got that much applause. Like, it was a bad comedy show.
It's like, ah, cool, yeah.
Yeah, it got golf clap.
And then somebody in Italy was like, well, gone too soon.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Anyways, John Cena, yeah, he looks like one of those, like, Gears of War characters.
Yeah.
Like, someone from, like, Unreal Tournament, where they, like, look all fucked up.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Brock Lesnar, too. I feel like Brock Lesnar looks like a 2003 video game character.
Brock
Like, he's all smooth, because, like, the rendering isn't good.
Yeah,
he's
like...
He's just, like, a computer-generated guy. And he has that crazy tattoo. He has, like, a sword tattooed on his back. He's an absurd-looking human being.
Only a guy who looks Brock like that Lesnar. Can get away with a tattoo like that. It's like, the tattoo sucks, man. It's like,
yeah,
he just, like,
tell
he just, like,
him,
rips you in half.
Who's gonna tell him
he has the crazy ones on his back, too. They're, like, meat hooks that are... But... Brock Lesnar looks like, you know when you take a photo or something and you, like, run it through a photocopier multiple times and the quality degrades? Brock Lesnar is like John Cena after, like, 25 to 40 trips through the photocopier again.
Where he's all just smooth.
Like, yeah, like, if someone, like, tried to draw John Cena from memory, like, it was like, I think...
It would be Brock Lesnar.
It'd be Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Or just, like, why aren't they a tag team? Just the big boys. Just a big solid man.
We're gonna get you into wrestling. You clearly have
a mind
for it.
I've tried.
The
and
big
I don't.
Boys of wrestling.
Yeah, the big boys. You know,
I've given it so many chances. I'm just like, I can't.
I was just at a wrestling show, and my favorite guy that we saw was named Bad Boy Joey Janela, and he kept making everyone chant, "I'm a very, very bad boy," and then he would hit somebody, and it was great.
That's very strange.
It was delightful. Anyway, we can stop talking about wrestling.
Bad Boy Joey Janela, weighing at 235 pounds from his mother's house in Bensonhurst.
He's from New Jersey.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So not too far off.
Speaking of bad boys, though, we have some extremely good boys that we need to send out thanks to.
Yeah.
That seems very patronizing to say it like that. But we got some. I'm currently sipping coffee out of a beautiful Moon Pie branded mug. We got sent, like, a package with a bunch of moon pies in it and some moon pie mugs and stuff. We each ate a moon pie before this podcast. I'm full of sugar. I'm going into diabetic shock. It's great. But they're from you.
Stanley.
Stanley.
Shout out to
Austin.
Stanley.
Yeah, thank you.
Five Tanley on Twitter. He's great.
Thank you, Stanley.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And then we also received Patty is trembling with the imagination of this, a moon pie tin sign.
Oh my
authentic
God.
From,
like,
wait, is that from somebody else?
Like it was made
yeah,
for
that's
this.
From somebody else. From Uni on Twitter. So I got that. And he was really nice. He sent that and sent some, like, vinyl records to listen to.
Aww.
So, you know.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
This is pretty great. And now we have a lot of sugar to eat for the foreseeable future.
There's
so many moon pies.
A lot of them.
In four different flavors, which I did not know existed.
So. Classic podcast fuel. Just all moon pies.
There's chocolate, there's vanilla, there's banana. What? That's crazy. And then
it's
salted
Southern.
Caramel. I feel like salted caramel is a newer flavor. They're just trying to catch like the...
Yeah, I'm down with that. I'm down with that wave. I'm down to catch that wave.
Hear that, kids?
Salted caramel. It's real cool right now. Yeah. Catch the wave.
You guys hear about this? Yeah. I feel like I'm talking from the front seat of the car to the kids in the back seat of the car.
That's right great...
You know what's really cool? Fleetwood Mac.
A great, like, out of touch with a preteen conversation is like, you like that salted caramel? How about that, huh? Salty desserts now. What are we doing?
How about I play
They're just
you
like
guys...
on their fucking phone.
Your mother told me I should try to connect with you. Yeah.
How about I play you guys a little bit of the original rapper, Miles Davis? No words. Man, people did so much heroin back then. There's like a, you can listen, there's a Miles Davis song. It's maybe like a Thelonious Monk Miles Davis song. And they left it in too. They didn't give a shit. You hear there's like a part where Miles Davis is supposed to come in or someone's supposed to come in. And he doesn't come in because he's asleep on heroin. And the guy yells at him. He's like, Miles, come on. And he's like, wah, 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 wah. Like, it's crazy.
Well, been there. You know how that is.
Yeah, when you have to record your jazz album and you nod off. And
I mean, heroin's supposed to be pretty good.
That's what I hear.
Not planning
to find out.
Another
thing to try to connect with teens about.
Yeah, right, right.
You heard this heroin?
You guys like opiates?
Salted caramel? No? How about opiates? What's going on with you?
Just a dad walking
it's in. One or the other.
To sleep over and the dad walks in just so strung out. I was like, you kids like fentanyl? It's like, dad, what
I know
you
all your, I know all your SoundCloud rap guys talk about it or whatever. I don't know.
A dad getting really into Xanax because he's trying to connect with this kid who likes SoundCloud rappers is a good character.
Thought your dad was too lame to get Xanned out. It's just so like out of it. Just listen to the Eagles.
Honey, did you get fired today? Probably.
But I did get this real cool face tattoo, so.
Quit riding me.
Look, if you're going to do Xanax, I'd rather you do it with me. Just fall out of a canoe.
Everyone give me
this is dark.
Everyone give me your keys.
This is really dark.
Nobody's driving home.
Oh boy.
Why don't we get this
Zan
going here?
Dad. Give it up.
Dad.
Classic new podcast character, the dad who is going
Xanax dad is
going through some stuff.
Look, I got a letter from your teacher that says you're not doing so good. It's okay. All right, I ran into the ground too quick.
Okay.
Number 5.
All right, so this past week was the famous tech mecca known as CES 2018. I know it's Consumer Electronics. I actually had to look it up because I thought it was like symposium. It's just show. I figured it would be like a fancier third word, you know, like Consumer Electronics Symposium. Consumer Electronics, like, no, show.
Right.
Like, all right,
summit
fine.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Nope. Show.
Database.
Which is just a thing in...
I
think it's always in Vegas, but it's just like... it's like one of those like porn conventions, but for just like apps. Like it's just like a bunch of nerds walking around.
Is that
around.
What you think every convention is? It's like a porn convention, but for politics. I don't know. That's what G8 is.
How you describe like the TNC convention? Yeah. It's like a porn one, but for politics.
Yeah.
But didn't the porn expo or like the AVN or something? Didn't they always used to coordinate with the Consumer Electronics Show?
I mean, if they were smart,
so
they would.
Nerds
yeah,
would
they
go?
Did. Yeah.
I don't know if they still do that, but anyway, that is not an inapt comparison because they work together to get everyone paid.
Yeah.
From nerds, like, horny nerds.
Yeah, it's funny that like you know how like porn stars sometimes like average like they're like AVN winner, like best solo scene 2015. I'm like, yeah, I was gonna watch this anyways. You didn't need
to
win anything.
I've never looked up the award winners to make sure I'm watching the best.
Just like as like a fan getting really mad, the way people get mad about the Oscars and the Golden Globes, but for porn scenes.
She was robbed.
These people don't even watch the stuff. They just vote based on reputation.
Yeah.
It's bogus.
No, she, you know, it wasn't the best scene, but she deserved it. She's put in the time.
This was a lifetime achievement.
Yeah, it's more of a career win, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she's this year's Gary Oldman.
Isn't Gary Oldman like a piece of shit?
That I would watch. I wouldn't watch something because of an award advertisement, but if someone advertised themselves as the Gary Oldman of porn, I would watch that. Just because, yeah. Like, show me your versatility, I guess.
Yeah.
Didn't he say some really fucked up shit?
Yeah, he said some dumb harassment stuff. He's an idiot. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It's fine.
All dudes are stupid. I'm sorry. Prison Company excluded for now. Please fuck up.
I still like The Fifth Element, so sorry. Okay.
Yeah. He's a good actor.
Alright, CES. It's a lot of like everyone wants to have the next big solution to a problem that nobody has identified, you know, like an answer to a question no one asked.
How do we disrupt this thing that works
right
still?
And so the big thing a lot of people are buying these, I don't have one, and I'm somebody who usually like spends money on stupid tech shit, but these like home assistants, you know, for like I need one for my 250 square foot apartment. Like I need a thing to tell me, hey, turn the lights on,
like an Alexa, but
Alexa or Amazon Echo or like the Google one. I know the Apple one isn't out yet, but so those are that technology apparently is catching on to the point that it's getting put into other stuff. And I don't see a point of a lot of these like Internet of Things for most. I don't think I really have any appliances that are connected to the internet. You know, like my TV is just a regular TV. I don't have like a fucking microwave that like logs in or anything like that. But like, it's getting dumber and dumber. So like, there's an article in Slate about how virtual assistants are coming to a bunch of places that you would not expect. So for instance, toilets. There is a toilet coming out in March.
Because you know when your Wi-Fi doesn't work, you really want to not be able to shit.
Can't flush.
I'm going to assume there's an analog button somewhere on there. I'm gonna have to hope that.
My only experience with Internet of Things stuff is this guy I was dating in Austin was like a software guy, so we had a lot of tech friends. And we went over to his friend's house, and his friend had like Bluetooth, like internet-wired lights.
Oh yeah.
And all the other like tech dudes who are friends with him would just hack into his lights to like fuck with him. because it's like, why the fuck do you have internet lights, you idiot? Like,
yeah,
move a light switch. So they would just like hack into his lights. Just
like flash him.
Just flash him and stuff.
But you know
isn't
you're
like
in
a
the toilet.
Simpsons thing, isn't there like a toilet like Bart's terrified of? Is it a dream?
There's a Bob's Burgers where Gene is in love with a Japanese toilet.
Yeah. That's one. What is the like? I guess that's the whole point.
I mean, like
what does the toilet do? What's the purpose?
I mean, like, first of all, like, when do you like buy a new? You buy a new toilet when your toilet like stops
we
working,
about this,
right?
When
your
stolen,
or gets stolen, right?
Gets stolen.
But this idea that you're like, oh,
it's weird. The recurring themes on this show.
Wait,
this year's new toilets are out. Let's see. Oh, nice.
I think rich people do.
You use one toilet until it's full, and then you throw it out.
Yeah,
you throw the whole toilet out your window.
Yeah,
while it's full.
Anyone know what those hoses in the back of toilets are supposed to be connected to? I don't know. I've just been letting them hang.
So it says here, you can ask this toilet to lift or close the seat, which again, wow, okay.
It's like weirdly,
I guess if you have like a mobility problem or something. Like, but
you probably already have somebody in there helping you though or something, right? I mean, like, you can't, how are you?
I mean, if the choices were an option
that's not someone placing you on the toilet.
But that's not what the toilet doesn't lift you onto the toilet. The toilet just lifts the lid.
Yeah.
So this doesn't solve that problem. We've identified a problem and this is not a solution to it. It can flush or switch on a particular bidet setting. So, you know, like the one thing that I miss when I'm going to the bathroom.
Bidet setting, power drive.
Yeah.
what I love about this.
Widowmaker.
I am undone. Oh, yeah, wreck your asshole. This is all like, Kath is going to die.
Widowmaker. It killed me. I'm crying. Widowmaker.
Oh.
I'm assuming though these are all voice activated settings, which means if someone's like in your house, you
toilet computer. Ruin me.
You know, And it's just like, yeah, if the lid's up, the bidet just sprays out and like hits the hits your mirror, like in your sink.
It's like, and like if you have somebody in your apartment, they can like hear you getting the voice audition. Like you know, like have somebody come back and like pour glass, you're like, oh, I'll be right back. I'm ready. You're like the door closing just from behind the door. It's like, toilet. Maximum suction.
That's the next level.
Is it just a hose you plug into your asshole and it just sucks it out? And you're like, you only have to shit once every 3 days. Great, cleaning right out.
We solved the problem. We hacked our bodies.
You don't need to eat fiber anymore. It's done. Yeah,
no, not at all. No probiabiotics needed.
I'm just imagining. Yeah, you have like a date over or something, and then you're like talking to the toilet, and they're just like, "Are you talking to me?" And you have to be like, "Nope, talking to." Talking to my robot toilet.
Do you think I'm asking you to flush?
Instructing on how to eat my asshole. Yeah.
You go into somebody's bathroom and the toilet's like, please, no, not again.
Right. Like, that's, I don't, and look, I mean, if the robots are going to kill us, I'm pretty sure I don't want to have one installed in my toilet, okay? That's not really, yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted, and I thought it was, like, kind of a fun, dark thought experiment, is they were like, I wish I could remember who it was. It was like, every time I see a new robot, I just imagine that robot with a gun, because that's the future.
Just snaking out of the hole in the bottom of the toilet, fires a bullet straight up your asshole. Yeah, and that's Black Mirror out, season 4, baby.
It comes out your mouth and you're just unharmed.
Yeah.
They shoot it up your asshole and you miraculously live.
What happens if it breaks and it goes in reverse? Like now the toilet's pooping on you.
Or like you have a date over and the toilet's like, hello, user, usual diarrhea setting. It's like, come on! You're too helpful!
Yeah, there's profiles. It's like, right. Log in as guest.
What? Yeah. Like two-factor, so you get a text, you have to like say the number. We don't, because again, what? Like anything that has internet connection can be hacked. You're so like right. This idea that you want to like give someone access to your toilet on the dark web or whatever, I just don't understand.
Like what, where does it stop though? Because it's like obvious, I guess bidet sort of does that, but the obvious next step is like a robot that wipes for you, which like there's no way that that's an improvement in your life.
Right.
You just sit there and you're like, Oh, does it's it check
like,
the
baby? Oh,
it's like, it's like being a baby. Hooray. That's where we all want to go.
Yeah, just a Bluetooth diaper. When you shit your pants, it's like, beep, 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 beep. Like, must change.
It beeps like a microwave is done.
Yeah. It's like a diva cup for poop that you have to like empty out. This has gotten way too far. This is.
Oh, man. I think we can just end the podcast on Widowmaker.
Widowmaker.
Bidet setting Widowmaker. This is free. People get this for free.
Oh, my God. We're really enjoying ourselves today, aren't
sorry,
we?
Sorry, everyone.
Sorry, guys.
Right.
It's
too
called
much fun.
Self-care.
So, yeah, look.
Look it up.
So, anyway, you're going to be able to talk to your toilet soon. That's all coming. That's cool.
Wait. I had to talk about this is like the famously dumbest. This is very CES. I don't know if you guys, didn't seem to have heard of it. You guys have never heard of Smalt? And by Smalt, I have obviously mean the smart salt shaker.
Oh yeah, I have seen this.
It's a salt shaker that's like Bluetooth. Is it fake?
No, it's real.
It's like,
it like tells you how much salt you're putting on?
No, like plays music if you want.
It's like a salt shaker that's also like, oh, it's your centerpiece on your dining table. So it has a speaker and yeah, it can dispense like salt. So they're trying to sell it as like people eat too much salt. This salt shaker will tell you how much salt to use.
What?
It's exhausting. It's just like, to think about.
This like it's this mindset that I guess I just don't have, or like that I get too like bored and or like my life is too like harried for me to ever like zero in on, but like this idea where like everything has to be the most efficient possible, you know, right. Like yeah. This sense of like, think of all the wasted effort you're putting in when you could just be, you know, like fucking there was another thing, the vessel, remember that with like,
yeah.
The, like telling you how much water you drink.
It would tell you what liquid is in it.
It's the only people who need that are people whose water gets peed in a lot.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, that
like,
was like everybody was like, can it tell if you pee in it, will it tell you pee? Like, will it say pee?
Pee.
This is
pee.
Again.
Pee.
Pee.
An alarm goes off.
Yeah.
A siren.
Yeah, that's what this smart toilet does. It tells you if you're going number one or number two in case you're like,
yeah, it says that while you have the date back home.
If you have
number
the weirdest,
two.
Weirdest
like, come
case
on.
Yeah, you have the weirdest case of nerve damage ever and have no feeling in your urethra or ass.
All I know is something's going on down there.
Yeah. All I know is there's some vibrations.
All that, like, I'm not a survivalist person at all. I'm like, but all this is doing is like creating more things that won't work soon.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's just more stuff you have that's going to eventually not be functional.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that's crazy to me. I don't, like, I'm not convinced that's how the world's going to end, but I would at least like my salt shaker to give me salt in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
If somebody sets off like a nuke or like an EMP device, it like fries everything, and they're just like, well, none of that stuff has any value anymore.
Just imagine somebody setting off an EMP, and you're like, well, I guess I can't take a shit anymore. Like, yeah. What a terrible life.
Well, my electric bill is higher than it's ever been, but my toilet is very smart. What a trade-off. This is fantastic.
Oh, if it has Alexa or one of those, too. I know they say they're not listening in all the time, but they're fucking listening in all the time. You know what I mean, right? Like, I feel like there's a privacy concern there that people just kind of brush aside for the convenience
of saying.
They're
like, no one hears what I say to my toilet.
Right. I'm not sure what people get out of having Alexa that makes their life that much better or, like, one of those things, you know?
Yeah.
But is it really worth having the, like, NSA and or these tech companies, like, monetizing and or spying on you all the time? Like, it just doesn't seem to me to be particularly a good trade-off. That's just my...
I agree. I do have an Echo, though, and it's pretty sweet.
But what does it do for you that, like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you do with it?
Well, the nice thing about it, it's, like... it's an alarm. It tells you the weather. It's like a good like morning thing. If you use Google Calendar, it tells you what you have to do.
Yeah.
Like it's so that's nice. But also, I could easily just
get a calendar and an alarm.
Like look at your phone.
Yeah.
Which is also listening to you all the time, I guess. To be fair, but
yeah.
I mean, it's the nice thing too is it sets timers, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
It's all this shit that nobody really needs. Or it's like it reminds me of like. The shit out of those like Disney Channel shows, like fucking Even Stevens, where it's like a system of pulleys that makes your bed for you and shit. Where it's like once you aren't a kid anymore, you realize it's like pretty easy to just make your bed, like or whatever. You don't need this insanely complicated thing.
Like Back to the Future, where it's feeding the dog at the beginning, and it like kind of sucks.
You can just feed your dog.
Just feed the dog. Yeah. This is not. Yeah.
This is proof that we're old. We don't like Rube Goldberg devices.
I can tell you the other weirdest like device I've tried to like. It's nowhere not real, but I think about it more than I should, which is it's the bed, your bed. Okay. Number one, you're in your bed. The mattress is an air mattress. It's inflatable. You know, it's inflated. In the morning when your alarm goes off, the mattress deflates. Okay. And then there's rims on the like on the side of the bed. It fills with water. There's a shower and it like you wash yourself in the bed. You don't have to get out of bed, take a shower. So, you know, maybe I should be a tech millionaire. How about that?
So,
what happens to your sheets?
I'm looking for angel investors. The sheets are waterproof, bud.
Waterproof sheets? That's a very quick one. You really brushed that concern aside very quickly.
You know what? That's what material scientists are for. I'm an ideas man.
Who is this for who is the laziest person ever, but who doesn't mind sleeping on the most uncomfortable surface?
Me.
You, but like... I feel like if you're that lazy, don't you love...
I wanted a hamster water bottle on my wall. What do you...
But don't you love a comfy bed? If you're like, oh, I don't have to get up to shower, but my bed feels like garbage for my whole life.
No, because it would be a very good material that a material scientist invented. Like I said, the technology isn't there yet.
He's putting a lot on the shoulders of these so-called material scientists.
The technology is not... You know, we're at the Virtual Boy level, but in a couple years, you know, that'll be the real VR, and it'll be the shower bed, and I'll be so rich.
No one steal this idea.
Isn't this just Fifth Element also? Didn't they have, like, something like... No, the bed makes itself with, like, cellophane and then goes into the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And the shower is under above the fridge.
I think I was watching The Fifth Element. I was, like, pretty close. I was like, they cracked it. Look, all right. All I hear when you say that is that me and Luc Besson could fucking get along by being like, dude, shower beds. Let's talk about it. And he'd, you know, does he speak English? Probably.
He's like, you've given me my next film idea.
Yeah. Luc Besson presents shower bed.
Long story short, me and Luc Besson would be friends.
Yeah,
thank
best
you.
Friends.
We're pals.
We'd be Luc best friends.
Number four.
Speaking of clean, get such good segues today. So the teens are at it again, folks. Not only are they listening to the SoundCloud rappers, but they're also eating the damn laundry pods. There's a new thing. I don't know what it's called. It's called like Tide Pod Challenge. It's those Tide laundry pods that were getting eaten by like small baby children, and now teens are doing it. They just like it's the orange and green, orange and purple ones, and like they like put them in their mouth and chew them up and then spit them out or like eat a little bit of it, which is not smart because
it
they're
will kill
they're
you.
Made of poison. Yeah, it's poison. And so, like, they've had to do one of these things where, like, government, like they have to make announcements, but there's also no real way to make the announcement because there's no actual new information. It's just like, hey, these are still poison, so please don't do what you're doing with them there. But, like, we had to, like, at College Humor's, like, we had, like, a sketch that was about eating laundry pods. We had to add, like, a disclaimer that was like, these are poison, don't do this. But
well, it's
it was
like
crazy.
It's been like a meme for a while.
Yeah,
as like a thing because it's like people talk about how they have the impulse to eat one, which is I think insane. I don't know. Like, I guess it feels like kind of like
they look like they taste good.
Do they?
There's a great. It was one of my favorite.
I don't
want to
like,
eat
like a sack of milky liquid. Yeah. That sounds gross.
Isn't it like the powder on one side and like the gel on the
all,
other side?
It's all like
it's
jelly.
All gel.
Oh. And it's like, yeah, it's there's a great onion one that's like the it's an
Patty
article
has one
written
that he
by
wants
a child.
To eat.
Yeah,
written that's like written by a child. And the title of it's just like, so help me God, I will eat one of those laundry pods if it's the last thing I do. But they do. I mean, I wonder if it's a and like the picture of the kid is so perfect. He's just got this like desperate look on his face. I wonder if it's one of those things that's like
thing
you know like just that combination of colors and like texture and feel is like something that in our brain is like this is food.
Yeah, well, I saw somebody saying that because it's like, oh, it's like these colors are the colors of like berries, and it seems like it has like fat in it, and it's like,
but it does look good. Why did they make it look so tasty?
That's really on them. We started with it's so dumb.
Cool laundry pods.
Well, it's because you want to have them, and there's the latent desire to eat them, but it's like, oh, this is kind of a fun thing, and then you put them in.
They are fun to
kind of
like squeeze.
I want
to
whip one at a wall. That seems fun.
Oh, that does seem fun.
Can we get some laundry pods? Whip them at a brick wall? We used to do that in fucking, in a high school. I don't know how this game started, but we would all, me and all my friends would like ask for apples in our lunch, and then we'd just whip the apples as hard as we could at a wall, and that was like our lunch activity.
Yeah, you were those kids. My school had those too.
Yeah. So we had to go to special classes for extra smart kids. No. But like, yeah, I get it. But also, it's like, I feel like Tide is doing. I mean, I guess they shouldn't have to. This is one of those things people complain about. They're like, or that bit that everybody, so many people have a bit that's like, when you see a warning sign, that means somebody tried that.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That stupid bit. But like, I guess they shouldn't have to, but they made them look all... Look, if you made them look real tasty, and then people are eating them, and kids are eating them, like, sorry that you did so much work on making them look tasty, but change the colors or something. Make them not look, you know, make them look like
make them look less delicious.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about another instance of this later in the show, but, like, the idea of, like, you know they're kind of trying to use this to advertise. Like, that's, like, definitely part of it. Like, they are raising the visibility of delicious-looking Tide
Pods. I also feel like this, like, this feels like a non-sexual version of one of those panics about, like, things kids are doing.
Oh, yeah.
Like
right?
A rainbow party?
Yeah, exactly.
The problem, though, is, like...
They are doing it, though. You can see, like, videos.
Yeah, and it's, like, the fact that it's, like, a meme to do it. Like, there are all the pictures of, like, oh, great night at the Cheesecake Factory or whatever, and it's just, like, a bunch of Tide Pods on a plate at the Cheesecake Factory. And it's, like, that's kind of funny, but it is... People are at least performatively pretending to eat them.
I mean, there's the CDC, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is like a, you know, government arm of the government, put out this thing on social media, and it's like you're starting to sense that like they realize that to appeal to the people they're trying to get through to, they have to like try to speak a little bit like irony hip kind of because like this
I'll be
thing
straight up those look even better than the ones I saw before.
This thing is
the
like,
picture of the pot.
Yeah, these ones are yellow and blue. It looks delicious.
The text on this is like super weird. It says, "A truth you've always known, a cause you can believe in. Human people united against eating laundry pods.
What?
A meme should not become a family tragedy. Don't eat poison. And it's like, this. What is this, like, truth you've always known cause? And then this human, human people. But this is, like, that, that's, like, a verified.
It seem like they're being, like, they do look delicious. That's the truth we've always known, but don't eat poison.
It's like, do not grab a cop's gun, okay? I know it looks like it's fun, but do not grab a cop's gun.
Hey, that even rhymes. That's a good slogan. It's they just, should put those up on in the subways.
Yeah. This is it. Well, it's all just death drive stuff, right? It's like, don't lean too far over a balcony. You know what I mean? It's all like that same fucking... it's cool. But anyway, so feel free to eat the time. Laundry pods. I don't particularly care.
No, don't do it.
Do what you gotta do.
Please don't eat the laundry pods.
So somebody should make...
Don't eat them, but we kind of get why you would.
Yeah, that's probably
if you
fair.
Do, we kind of get it, but don't.
Yeah, don't.
The candy company should just like scoot in and make candy ones and then get immediately shouted down by
everyone. Have you ever had those...
Most of the ones in a bowl are candy, but then one of your friends dies?
Have you ever had those like Beach Pebble candies? Do you know what those are? They're like little candies that they're like little chocolate candy coated, but they look like rocks. They literally look like rocks. And they sell them at like in like, you all are looking at me weird.
We
used to go to Cape Cod in the summer and they would like everywhere had these like, they were called Beach Pebbles and it was like rock candy and you'd put it in like.
This absolutely sounds like something like a very poor parent would be like, we're going to go get beach candy and then you just eat rocks.
It was candy. It had peanuts and stuff in it. It was like chocolate. Anyway, one time I did accidentally bite into a rock and chip my tooth because they looked exactly like rocks.
I never
they looked just like rocks, and we had them. We would like stay in this house for like a week, and we had them. And I found one, and I thought it was a candy. I was a kid, and it was a rock. And I chipped my tooth.
Cool. The closest I ever got was Nerds when I was a kid. You remember Nerds?
Yeah, man, Nerds are good.
Nerds are good.
I feel like Nerds don't exist outside the Nerds rope now, though. I don't. Do they still sell those little boxes with the two?
They have
the two
like
guys?
The teeny tiny boxes you can get in like a Halloween candy bag.
I used to get that pink and purple one was my shit. That box where you could open. They had like the shitty little thing where you'd open the top, but you could reclose it.
See, you know what? That looks like laundry detergent, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, now that I think about it.
Same opening mechanism.
Yeah, what flavor detergent is this? It's like, flavor? What? Why would it have flavors? Detergent flavored.
Oh, I wash my clothes with Nerds.
It's poison flavored.
My clothes are all sour.
My clothes are blue raspberry.
It's like the weirdest Reese's cereal commercial. My clothes are blue raspberry.
There was an accident at the factory. That's the way these things always start.
Doing the mullet bit.
All right. Well, let's look. Just eat the pods. All right.
Don't eat the pods.
Eat the pods.
Life is short. Could be shorter.
Life is short. Eat the pods. We have a lot of slogans.
We could all die tomorrow.
Life is short when you don't care.
Number three. Widowmaker.
I can't stop.
Oh, man. I started laughing when somebody was talking about something else because I was thinking of the Widowmaker. Our next story is a tale as old as time. This happened a while ago with somebody else, and I just love it every time. There was this ultra runner, which an ultra runner is somebody who does like super long distance running, like 50 miles plus, 100 miles plus. And there's this. Yeah, right?
Why?
Talking about, like, speaking of where, like, oh, being John Cena would be, like, physically uncomfortable. Why be that in shape? Why?
Like it, that sort of thing where it's, like, that level where you're, like, there are marathons and you are, like, this is not long enough.
Yeah.
I feel like you are just, like, you won't admit to yourself that you are in the middle of the deepest existential crisis of your life and you are just so desperate for control over your body that you need to run, like, 50 miles.
Yeah.
Like, it's people, I think people give it a pass because it's like technically healthy, but that's not like what a sane person does.
Right.
Run 50 miles?
It's not physically harmful, and there are worse things to have like a compulsive problem with, but it's like, it ruins your life. Like, if you're someone who has that like compulsion to exercise that much or who's like super, super strict about their diet or whatever, it affects your quality of life really negatively. I say this as a fat piece of shit, but
I feel like it's like it's not strictly like body dysmorphia, but it's like that level. It's like, why do you need your body to be able to run 50 miles?
Right.
Are you going to get chased by a bear for 50 miles? Like, even animals don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no 50 mile pursuit in nature.
I guess I can see like sort of the like wanting to push to the human limits of everything and like if you're kind of an adrenaline person or whatever. But it seems like you'd have to be really alienated from your body to just be like, my body is a machine. It must operate at perfect efficiency. Like, that's such a sad way to live in your body.
Yeah, like that, that running 50 miles seems like the sort of thing that you like collapse at a hospital after. Like you were trapped out in the desert. Like you were a hostage and you managed to break through a window and you just ran 50 miles and then they have to give you fluids for like 3 days.
Well, the ultra runner in this story might agree with you because their name is Kelly Agnew. I don't know if that's a man or a woman. Oh, it's a man. So Kelly Agnew.
Is she related to Spiro Agnew?
Probably. He was winning all these races, these like 100-mile races, and then they found out that he was cheating by hiding in porta potties, and they stripped all of his medals.
So a story you've heard 1,000 times.
They found out again, because one of the porta potties had the robot toilet that ratted him out.
Ratted him out. It was a narc toilet.
He was in. He was
Kelly,
in.
It scans everyone's ass.
He was in here the whole time.
Yeah, they don't talk about that, but your ass is like a thumbprint. It's, you know, everyone's. Yeah. Different.
So he won. But again, like we were saying, it's like this guy who cheated on these super, super long races, he had to run some, so he probably could have just run a marathon and not cheated at it. So like, why the impulse to be like, I want to do 100 miles, but really only do 26?
I like this dude. I think it's cool.
And I'm pretty sure there was a lady. It was like the New York Marathon. I think who just like took a fucking cab or something.
Yeah, I love that story.
Like, that's so good. It's like, what? What? Like, nobody's saying, hey, you're a loser for not doing a marathon. Like, there's not like some like basic. So you're setting up this weird thing where like, well, I have to do this and I have to be good at it. I have to be the best and I need this like glory. But like, this idea that you're just, like, taking a fucking cab is so good.
You can still probably run more and faster and better than, like, 99% of people.
Yeah,
be happy with that. That's fine.
It's fun. I think it's good. It's like, these people run 50 miles, and then you just literally show up and they're like, ooh, tough 50 today, huh, fellas? Anyways. Like,
did you even sweat at all? Yeah, he's going
an asshole about it. He's like,
why do you smell like shit?
You know what? I'll just run home. I'm just going to run home. I'm already in the vibe. I'm already in the got her going.
I'm in the zone now. Just finish that race.
I wish it had been, because I saw the picture. They're still very in very good shape. I wish it had just been somebody like me. I was like, oh, another 50 miles, fellas. And they're like, you're cheating. Like, prove it. See you next month.
Call the cops.
Also, like, you gotta
call the fucking run cops. Then why don't you?
They can't catch me. Yeah. Running too fucking fast.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you gotta want it pretty bad to wait in a porta potty for any longer than you have to contractually be there for your body. Like,
they get so hot.
Oh, they're disgusting. They're the worst. I feel like the worst man-made thing.
Yeah,
a porta potty.
There was.
I'd rather shit in like a real outhouse than a porta potty.
Yeah, real outhouses are probably fine. I feel like I've never used one, but I want to use one. A real old school one with the half
with the math moon,
the crescent moon. Yeah, I kind of do it. Why is that part of pooping? What does that have to do with outhouses?
That's a good question. The little half moon. It is like the universal outhouse,
right? Because you and I both knew about it as soon as I said it.
If you guys know the answer, feel free to drop us a line.
Outhouse scholar.
Join the conversation on social media.
The best name, I worked at university for a long time and I like had to go through student records. So I would encounter like tons and tons of names every day. And the best name I ever found in 6 years of working at the university was a woman named Hilaria Outhouse.
Oh,
isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? And that wasn't her maiden name. She took Outhouse. Hilaria Outhouse.
Wow.
Incredible. Shout out to her.
Yeah. What is she? I don't know what she's doing, but doing it well.
She's probably having a great time.
Yeah. Oh, that porta that reminded me of the porta potty, like that was in more crew talk. Like we went to we had a race and one of the guys was supposed to be on a lightweight boat, didn't make weight. And that's what they did. They made him wear like a black garbage bag and sit in a porta potty for like 30 minutes.
What?
And sweat out the weight so that he could make weight.
Ugh.
And it seems awful. Seems like the worst thing.
We don't have a sauna,
qualified for the lightweight.
Here, come sit in the poop sauna because we don't have a real one. Sauna.
What happens if I get sick? What happens if I get sick and throw up? It's like even better, man.
Just add to the ambient heat of the poop sauna.
Yeah, just walk into a. I can't stop imagining someone just walking into a sauna and taking a shit, fellas.
On the coals.
Yeah.
On the coals. On
just
the
got
fire.
A little steam going.
How's it hanging?
This is such a filthy episode.
Yeah, there's been so much
poop talk.
Anyway.
We're very smart. That's
what's the next one? Oh.
I made a Spiro Agnew reference. That's pretty smart.
You did. That was
pretty
great.
Wild.
I feel like the next thing we talk about is going to be about poop, too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to go.
Well.
Here we go.
Onward.
Number two.
So, Taco Bell. Here we go. Taco Bell's got this new ad campaign going, and you know I love advertising. I love consuming goods.
There's two things I know about Eli.
I love advertising, and I love to consume goods. And I want a shower bed.
And a hamster water bottle.
Water bottle.
This guy loves talking about items.
So Taco Bell's like thing is they have this this advertising campaign that's they're talking about the Bell Illuminati. It's a take on the Illuminati where it's like a secret society.
A fun take.
A secret society of this is where it goes to poop. It was a secret society of diarrhea, something like that. There's a joke I could have made. You know, you fill in the blanks. But so that's fine. Whatever. I don't really care. I find it so even there's so few good ads, obviously, but even when like. Company nails it and puts out like a very cool, interesting. I'm still like a little mad about it because I'm just like who cares? It's just you're selling tacos. Like I don't,
and like, I don't just... like. I'm upset that like genuine creativity and artistic expression went into selling tacos. Like that's what I'm like. When I like an ad and I get mad at it, that's why. Because I'm like whoever made this would have like such a better time if they didn't have to work in selling tacos to it.
Yeah, I just like I immediately just like anytime there's a successful ad campaign, I just go to like a bunch of assholes in like a room clinking, you know, like popping open a bottle of Blue Label and being like, "We did it again, boys."
Have you ever worked in advertising?
Like no,
you haven't. A lot of comics have. So
yeah, I thought about it at one point, but my friend Chip Dwyer did, and then he was like, he's like, you can't do both because it just takes over your life. And it's just like,
it's all of your creativity gets co-opted and used to sell shit,
like,
which is like a trade-off a lot of people are more than happy to make, and that's totally understandable because it pays way better than comedy, but it's hard to do both.
Yeah. I have, like, I know people do it, but it also seems lame. Like, it seems not fun to be like, you know, when you have like a late work night or something, you have to like stay super late at work. Like if you had like the hours, like Patty, like if you had the hours that you work, you know, but it was for the benefit of like Dairy Queen, I feel like I would just be like, fuck this.
And
man.
It was like I feel like
also it's Dairy Queen. Like people like ice cream. Why are you trying so hard?
Well, the thing that makes like working day jobs bearable to me as a comedian is I'm like, they don't got my mind, man. They don't got like the real stuff. Yeah. I'm here doing data entry or whatever, but like I'm free to express my creativity however I want. Whereas like if you work in a creative job, if you don't love it, it sucks.
It's that it's like the mental labor, emotional labor. There's a difference where it's like when I would walk dogs, I would walk dogs all day, but that takes no mental fucking work for me at all. So at the end of the day, like walking dogs, I'd be like very excited to go do open mics or shows or anything. When you're working like an office job or a creative job, it's like I think all day and I don't want to like go to an open mic and like think more. I just want to like do jack shit and do nothing. But yeah, I think all advertisers, like I feel like a company could kill it just putting out an ad, like if it's Dairy Queen or whatever, just buy an ad and it's 30 seconds and it just says it's just the Dairy Queen logo with like just kind of like ambient music behind it. And just like, don't try. I don't know. Like,
we all know what Dairy Queen is.
Yeah, dude, we know what it's like, we know what everyone does. But I don't know why they're like, Popeyes, we got that chicken still.
Yeah.
You guys like that?
We got that chicken still, but now we like Tim and Eric and we're zany.
Yeah, now it's weird. Well, that's the worst commercial is the ones that are like normie ad agencies trying to make a Tim and Eric
it's
ad.
So crazy to me because like the whole point of Tim and Eric when it started was like satirizing media communication, and then they took that the satire and just did the satire without it's so weird to me that that's how ended up working.
It was the Old Spice ads that Tim and Eric did themselves, and then everyone started trying to ape it, I think.
Right.
But
remember those Quiznos ads with like the weird mice, like the
I like those guys.
That was like a weird thing.
It's like an early viral video of this, like,
it was when I was in college, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it was these little badly photoshopped like gray guys singing
Shelby's
a song.
Shelby's fingers are flying.
Shelby's got it.
Oh,
these guys.
This is the
It's great. Still good.
This is from like an internet video.
Yeah.
They hired some guy from like Newgrounds or some shit.
Yeah, it was a Newgrounds video.
Quiznos new
set. Pretty good.
Yeah, Quiznos is one of those things. Like Quiznos always, we didn't have Quiznos near me at all. Like I guess for whatever reason, and so we were a Subway. Like
this is a Subway town.
And
yeah, Subway's awful.
And then, but Quiznos' whole thing was like, well, guess what? You can toast the things. And then Subway's like, you can also toast our things. It's like, God damn it, they're honing in on our action.
Dude, Subway is terrible. I think it's not a wild opinion, but I literally like back when I was in college, which, you know, it's probably like 6 or 7 years ago. I had a meatball sub from Subway that was so bad, I was just like, nah, I'm done. And I haven't been back to Subway since. Not a single time. Like 7 years.
Couldn't even finish the sandwich. Yeah. Just done.
Quiznos
is
also bad. Quiznos doesn't smell shitty though, like Subway.
Yeah,
does.
It doesn't smell like chemicals. Yeah. I feel like most sandwich shops are like bad.
Potbelly is pretty good.
I don't like Potbelly.
You don't like Potbelly?
No. I feel like I like local, like I like a deli, but I feel like any chain, I'm like, this is gross.
You ever go to Toasties? And there's like a bunch of them in Manhattan.
Oh yeah, Toasties are good. Toasties is like barely a chain though.
It's like an office expensive. Lunch. It's like an office lunch.
They have Jersey Mike's up here, right?
I don't know.
Is that just like a Texas thing?
I don't know.
It's like how Dallas barbecue is only here.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's only Texas. Jersey Mike's okay.
Yeah, just talk. We're so far off.
We are. We're just rating fast food.
Yeah. So Taco Bell. I mean. Good job, you sold more tacos, I guess.
Tacos are good. It's fine.
They're not good. Don't say they're good.
They're fine.
I hate Taco Bell.
Wow.
This is the real.
New
York pizza is the only pizza that I give a shit about.
No. It's not that. It's not that at all. I've never liked Taco Bell. I lived in New Hampshire for the first 18 years of my life and I didn't like Taco Bell. And they have terrible Mexican food.
It's bad.
There.
It's just what it is.
It's like Domino's. I wouldn't put Taco Bell up against Mexican food. I wouldn't even consider it.
It's not good Mexican food. It's that it's not good food. It's not. I would rather eat McDonald's. I'd rather eat Burger King. I'd rather eat like anything like that. I'd rather eat like Chipotle's better. I don't even like Chipotle, but like something about Taco Bell. It's like meat dust.
Oh, I'm not saying that like I'm eating it. I'm like this is healthy or good. Like it's. I know it's bad, but it's also like. I'm stoned and I'm walking past the Taco Bell and then I can get in a cab and arrive at home with a huge pile of Taco Bell. Like that's just, you know,
fair enough.
I'm not like,
I feel bad. Like the second it's done, like the instant I finish, I'm like, oh, okay.
Sure did that.
You know what's good as hell? Del Taco's good.
Taco Cabana's good. That's a good one.
I don't know what that is. That sounds made up.
It's California and like Southwest. It's good. Homemade tortillas. They serve margaritas in there, even though it's a fast food restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty wild.
Chipotle does that, too. You can get a margarita there. No, you can do this at some... There's, like, Taco Bell cantinas now that serve alcoholic drinks.
That's true.
In case you want to, you know...
Have more diarrhea. Out.
In case you weren't already drunk when you got there.
Just in case you wanted to become a real problem at Taco Bell.
Or maybe you just want to keep it going. Look, I don't know. We're not trying to judge anybody here.
Taco Bell may hold one of the records for slowest moving line... of any fast food restaurant because everyone ordering is out of their fucking minds.
struggling.
Yeah, people just trying to like barter. They're like, what if you put the stuff from the quesadilla in a soda cup for me? And it's like, all right, I bless the people who work at Taco Bell. Oh my God.
Well, going on Taco Bell is like, the cool thing. The thing about Taco Bell is that like...
the part of the consumer experience that I love most.
Yeah, but it's like...
The bait
they really have all these different like varieties of things, but it's like there's like three like vats that it's all coming out of, right? Like, and they're just going slightly different containers.
Most fast food Mexican restaurants, it's a combination of beans, rice, meat, and cheese in a variety of configurations.
Yeah,
that's what Mexican food kind of is.
Yeah, it's like here's what you're gonna get. What shape do you want it? Like that's what do you? How do you want us to fold it?
When
up?
I was in India, it was like that. It was everything was made of lentils and rice, and it was just like. This one has lentil flour and then rice. And this one has rice flour and then lentils. Yeah. Like, it's all just different permutations of lentils and rice.
Yeah.
And so, I was there for 4 months and I didn't lose any weight. I'm still mad. Well, I ate lentils and rice for 4 months. I didn't lose any weight.
Thanks for nothing, India.
Yeah, what the fuck? What the fuck,
get
India?
Get it together.
I have a bone to pick.
Take that, billion people, for not helping out.
Why am I still fat?
Your culinary tradition.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
So for about 38 minutes yesterday, Saturday. People in Hawaii thought they were going to die. They thought it was over. That was the I don't know if you guys I'm sure you heard about this. I actually slept through
38
this.
38 minutes, huh?
That's how long before it was
you
corrected.
You slept through this?
Yeah, it was
get
like
your life
the
runtime
of a network hour show.
I slept till
it was like in the afternoon.
I said it was like early afternoon. I was just look, I had a big night the night before.
We both had a big night.
Anyway, look, well, so let's just all right. So
sorry.
So the people in the state of Hawaii got one of those iPhone alerts, like the Amber Alert, you know, things that like the flood alert,
yeah,
like the things that override everything else in your phone, and it said ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Now, that last one in particular really kind of screwed things up.
Yeah.
How
do you even put that in there?
Well, this went out, and then they had to like come be like, okay, just kidding. There was no somebody screwed up. There's no missile threat. Sorry, our bad. We know that this like it's important that people need to be able to recognize when something's real or not, because otherwise they won't believe it when it's real, and we kind of fucked up. We know.
I'm sorry, I'm just imagining all of this information came from subsequent alerts, like a drunk person texting.
Yeah.
It just keeps our going.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. No, seriously, I can't. It was so inappropriate of me. Just like over and over again.
I mean, it's
everyone's phone's still blowing up.
It's just amazing, though, because like, and that their explanation for it was like someone hit the wrong button. So basically, this was just the most egregious accidental reply all of all time.
Right. Like, how was it only one button? How was it?
Well, I think that's why some people are kind of skeptical about it, because it's like, how is it literally just one button that you can press accidentally?
Yeah, I'm honestly surprised that this is even. I kind of figured if they like there was a missile, they just kind of like not panic people. They'd just be like,
yeah. I mean, I don't want to know. I'm 100. I am not trying to outlive a nuke. If New York is getting nuked, I'm not. I'm.
Well, we're on.
That's
you
the
know,
end.
Luckily, the West Coast is closer, so.
Man, we'll
I've
really.
I've actually had that thought. It's not great.
I've had the thought of if LA gets nuked, my prospects in comedy will be much better.
LA gets nuked, your career will take off.
I've seriously thought that because I'm a monster.
Oh, it's like everyone moves up X number of spots on the famous list because everyone above them is killed in the.
Yeah. Hey, crossed my mind.
Hey, good news. I just went up 14,000 spots. I'm that much closer to the famous.
Looks like Netflix's development slate is open. I got pitches. Pitch one. Nuke boys. Well, nuclear related.
I want to clarify, I immediately felt horrible when that crossed my mind.
Yeah, we all feel bad.
But it did cross my mind.
Yeah, it'd be like Fallout.
Somehow all the worst comics out there all lived, like miraculously.
Someone mods Fallout so that you're trying to become a successful comedian in the nuclear world.
Post-nuclear landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Fallout is... we'll go right back to... I'm sorry to... What idiot in the video game business... I don't know, like, who decided it was, like, a fun, cool thing to have to repair your weapons constantly? And now that's in, like, every game. They're like, you know what is a great part of the game? The wear and tear of time on your equipment.
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
No. It sucks. I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of having limited storage space. That's also really cool to me.
I go, sometimes like,
isn't that supposed to be part of the challenge of the game?
Yeah, but it sucks. But it's like, it doesn't really matter. Like, because it's not a real problem. Like, you never can't repair something. Like, it never actually poses a challenge.
It's just like
something
extra
you have to keep track of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or getting like, it's like, oh, I just had such a long day at work. I just want to, you know, go into a different world and just be over encumbered and walk slowly around a desert.
Yeah.
And then have to repair weapons a lot.
I wish that there were put like forms you had to fill out into video games. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know, like emails you had to respond to. That would be good.
Yeah, more of that.
If they could just incorporate like taxes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just make it more like real life. Just paying bills.
Yeah. Oh, did you jump down to too big of a gap? Well, you have a shattered tibia.
Yep.
And you spend 4 months of real time in the hospital.
You can't be in a car right now. You didn't take your driver's test yet.
Hands at 10 and 2.
It's like, okay, yeah. But, so everyone thought they were going to die for like 40 minutes, 38 minutes. I mean, I'm pretty glad I slept through it because, I think anyone who saw it in the U.S. was probably like, because look, if we get nukes, that doesn't matter. Like, yeah, Hawaii, those people are dead, but like, shit's going, like, this is it. Like, this shit's going down.
Right.
So I'm pretty pumped that when I woke up, it was already over because I didn't need that stress in my life.
It freaked me out. Like, I've been, like, more anxious the last, like, 2 days because of it. Which is, like, silly, I guess, because it was just a mishap because of our shitty infrastructure and someone being an idiot. But it's also like, oh, but also we're as close to nuclear war as we've been in like 50 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it brought all of that up.
Also, like, we picked a great time to get born.
I know this is
surprising that they wouldn't tell anyone else. Like, that the alert would only go out to Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's like,
if they really get bombed or whatever, and like, I think those people are gone. Wouldn't you want to tell the rest of the country? It's like, hey, someone just fucking nuked us.
They'd find out. I think it's more the alert is like set up for different areas. It's like a flood alert or something like that.
Also, what do you hide in? You have a bunker, I guess. That would be there. You know, there's somebody in Hawaii that's like a doomsday survivalist and got that alert and was like, fucking yes. I knew
absolutely.
It. Just like in the bunker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you're thinking about like,
is it dumb now, Deborah? I don't think so.
People fucked. People quit jobs.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to tell. Yeah. That's the most interesting thing to me. This idea of like, what did people do when they thought like, this is it? Like, nothing matters anymore. Like, what's the move?
My roommate and I had a disagreement about this because I just feel like you just fucked somebody. Like, if the world is ending and you know that you're going down and you have like 40 minutes to live.
Would you just go out on the street?
Yeah, I think so.
Just wave somebody down?
Yeah, just wave somebody down. I feel like that's the ultimate like fuck you to death is like, that's why we're all here is to do that. So I just feel like it would be a good way to go out.
Yeah. But what if, I mean, like, how big is this missile anyways? What if you fuck like that and then it just hits the other side of the island or a different island?
Then you fucked. Cool. You have a bond with that person.
Can't argue there.
You have a bond with that person forever.
So, do you want to do this again? No, God, no.
The missile.
Yeah. Well, it's just almost Famous and Mallrats. It's just like, I'm gay! And then everyone's like, well, what? And Almost Famous, they think the plane's going to go down, and like one of the guys in the band just goes like,
you said Mallrats.
And Mallrats. Almost Famous and Mallrats.
What happens to Mallrats?
Mallrats, they tell a story about the plane going down, and it's, Brody's uncle, isn't it, right?
Oh, maybe.
And he starts
I haven't seen Mallrats
He starts cranking it, and then like everybody else starts cranking it, because they all realize, what's the point?
Well, that's the other thing, is if you can't find anybody to fuck it, you crank it.
Mallrats is like one of those, like, everything else in that movie is, I don't remember because of the like ass chocolate scene. Like, that's so bad that I don't really remember anything else from it.
Just traumatic.
That, yeah. Just blacked like the memory. Ass sweat chocolate with it's fucking Michael Rooker.
Yeah, it's Yondu.
Like licking shit off his fingers. It's just cool. That was like, did you guys see the To-Do List, that movie?
Nope.
No.
I saw it with Scollins and Mike Scollins, great dude. And we saw it, and it's like, there's a gag in there, and it's like the old Baby Ruth in the pool gag. Mm-hmm. The To-Do List is that movie where Aubrey Plaza is a lifeguard for like a summer.
Right, right.
And they do like the gag, but it's not a Baby Ruth, it's a real turd. And she's in the pool, and she's like, oh, candy bar in the pool, huh? And then she picks out a turd
and
like takes a big bite out of it. Aww. And they don't cut away or anything. You watch her like bite and chew a piece of a turd.
It's like Pink Flamingos.
Yeah, it was just like, but it like erased all the humor of the situation. Everyone was just like, it's like, just watch someone bite into a turd. Like, it's not, you know, it's like the difference in like seeing someone fall down a manhole and then like seeing the shattered body at the bottom of the manhole. Right. Like, that's not what anybody wants.
Seeing the months of physical therapy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like got a good sight gag for you. So they slip on a banana peel and then they shatter their entire spine. And then just kind of a long shot of them coughing up blood and viscera. And then, you know, roll credits. It's a big laugh.
What a time to be alive.
I feel like we should have dropped one of those when we were discussing the moon pies, but I feel like we needed a
save it for when I'm
palate cleanser,
blood and
figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
We're
glad you made it.
Yeah, no, it's Hawaii. Yeah. Hawaii's cool.
Hawaii's awesome.
I
thanks for not getting nuked, Hawaii.
I would like to go back someday. I was there some time ago. Fuck, almost 10 years ago. Jesus
Let's all
Christ.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First
ever vacation
first
Hawaii.
Fork over the money.
First ever live show in Hawaii for some reason.
Dude, that would be great. do like pull like a Pitbull thing. It's like, we're coming to Juneau, Alaska for the first ever What a Time live show.
Just in Hawaii, and then we're all there, and the show's about to start, and then we get the alert again, and this time it's not a bit. It's like, oh, okay, well.
God damn it. Yeah. Well, going out doing this thing we love, yeah. Do.
You could go to Hawaii and take the Forgetting Sarah Marshall tour. Show you a couple of the landmarks.
I bet they have that.
Yeah, probably.
Here's a
imagine going to Hawaii and being like, I want to see the stuff from the Jason Segel movie.
Have you guys ever done the Kramer tour?
No.
Have you heard about it?
It's the guy who Kramer's based on.
The
right?
actual Kramer, yeah, does like a Seinfeld tour. And apparently your price of the ticket comes with a free soup from the soup Nazi place.
Oh, yeah. I don't
know. It's apparently quite an afternoon.
I want to see it. I always have you guys ever taken Tim Dillon, one of Tim Dillon's bus tours? Those are fantastic.
No, he's a bus tour guide?
He's a comic. He's doing well. No, like a half hour and stuff, I think. But he was a bus tour guide, and he would kind of like just did that thing where he like started giving these insane tours. Like
doing comedy.
And then just like talking about just like crazy shit. And it turned out that like that's another thing, like only in New York like type thing where it's like all the like you know tourists and stuff that would take it, they were like, oh, this, because he also has like a thick kind of like a New York accent sort of thing, and the tourists turns out they're like, this is great, it's like a real, and so the tour guide company eventually was like, you get good reviews, so do whatever you want. And
that's
now
awesome.
He's done it a couple times with the Carolines. I'm also really enjoying just seeing Shelby's YouTube, and the recommended videos picks this podcast are just like a bunch of Logan Paul videos and then some songs from Afterburner with ZZ Top.
Oh, that's amazing.
And a video says Fast and the Furious 9, which I'm not sure that that's even that trailer's even out yet, which is interesting.
It's just somebody talking about how excited they are for it.
Yeah, like, can't wait. And Vince McMahon. So, we got all the...
All the
major
ones.
Entertainment food groups YouTube are represented.
YouTube catches on fast. hey, you like this one thing? Well, here's a million things like that thing. We assume that's your favorite thing. Kind of like Amazon does. Really didn't get to a punchline with that one. Sorry,
here,
everybody.
I have a good segue.
What a time to be alive.
It was that.
Two minds as one.
I think
I had a real good one. It was I can't remember it anymore because the Moon Pie. Never mind, forget it.
Widowmaker.
Yeah, I get credit for that. That's retroactive credit.
You really could have taken the rest of the episode off.
You really could have. Would have been
totally,
A-OK.
Yeah, fine.
Well, that'll do it for us. Do you guys have anything you want to plug? I'm Patty Mo on all the stuff. We are at What a Time Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and What a Time Podcast on Gmail. Definitely send us an email or hit us up on the other stuff. I think we're also on Facebook. It's also facebook.com/whatatimepod. We're there. I don't know. And every Friday, Karma Lounge, 8:30. Me and Eli, it's like a 3rd and 1st in Manhattan, host a very fun show that sometimes has really weird people at it, like this week.
Yeah. Jorge. Ooh, shout out to Jorge. I'm Eli Uden on Twitter and other stuff like that. I also have my, just to counter advertise that, I have my monthly show that I run with Casey James Halengo at the Pine Box Rock Shop in Bushwick off the Morgan L this Thursday at 8:00. So if you want to come by from that should be fun too.
Oh no, my plug conflicts with your plug.
Oh, well, my God. Can't say it then. Shut down the podcast.
If for some reason you're not in Bushwick, but you are in Manhattan and you want to come to Beauty Bar on the Lower East Side at 9 p.m. on Thursday, I will be doing comedy there and it's free. So come check that out. And that's all I have to plug. I'm Kath Barbadoro and all the stuff. Listen to my other podcasts, Lie, Cheat, and Steal with Pat Sirois. Our next one that's coming out is about, I can't remember, but it's good. Yeah,
hey, I'm also at that Beauty Bar show, Cass, so come see us. Or Eli.
Wow, fuck Eli.
Sounds like you guys are going to have a great time.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.